This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Hello, hello, happy Pride. We have a little mini buffer episode for you today before we get into round two. You're about to hear a little peek at this month's Patreon bonus episode. If you want to hear the full episode, head over to patreon.com/gleektheweekpod. Becoming a patron at either tier, you'll receive this full episode, 15 other Patreon-exclusive bonus episodes, and access to find out who our first two guests we have coming on to round two are. All of that and more is available right now on our Patreon. Enjoy this little sneaky peeky.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi. Hello.
Okay, we're in person.
Oh my god, I'm sitting right next to you.
I think you're sitting a little bit too close.
Oh, okay, all right.
Okay, wow. All right, we're in person doing a little bonus episode.
Bonus! We're three drinks in.
We're really, yeah, I'm not ready to do this. But, okay, it's a little, like, buffer episode
between round two.
Yeah, and so we wanted to recap round one, the past 111 episodes.
Insane. Two and a half years.
2.5 years. Also, like, should we acknowledge it? You are in, we're in person together.
Yeah, we're here in real life.
Does that make a difference to you listening? I don't know.
Maybe.
I think it's pretty major.
Maybe.
Does it make a difference that we're three drinks in? Who knows?
Maybe.
But I wanted to, before we're doing a draft, not draft.
Yeah.
But
like the NFL draft, but like Glee songs.
Glee songs, but we're not selecting them. It's all random.
Yeah.
We're going to do that. But first we want to recap the past 111 episodes. I have already familiarized myself with this beautiful, stats that Amelia has put together. Amelia, prior Gleek of the Week.
Yes, we love you.
Gleek in STEM. I'm obsessed with her. Okay, so we have 342 winners from the past first round. I'm just going to throw information at you and you're going to react.
Okay.
So 342 winners. What do you think?
Wow. That's a lot.
324 losers.
Wow, that's not even.
Wah, wah. winners by season. Okay, so we're going.
We've got a lot. We have like season one, season two, and season three are about 20% winning.
Each.
Wait, what does that mean?
So I will post this on the Glinstagram as well. All of these beautiful stats that Amelia has put together. But The season with the most winners is season two.
Season two. That makes sense.
I feel like that makes sense. Like,
that makes sense.
Season
two, Blaine is introduced. Lots of blow-lows.
Lots of blow-lows.
Classic warblers.
We got a Lauren Zicy solo
Lauren
in there.
Lauren Zicy. Yeah, exactly. We've got Feel
there.
Pretty, I'm Pretty.
Yeah. And then closely followed by season three.
Yep.
Season one, and then
dead last season six,
no surprise
to nobody's surprise,
yeah, with 7.6% of the songs.
I was in a Gregory Cafe this morning in New York City, and I'm sitting there drinking my fall oat boy latte, which was delicious, by the way. Everybody go to Gregory Cafe on 31st Avenue in New York City, 31st Street in New York City. It's delicious.
It's worth the flight.
It's worth the flight just to get the fall oat boy latte. It was really good. But I was sitting there and all of a sudden, Tightrope.
You texted me and you were like, a season six solo was playing. My first instinct truly was, I want to break free. But I was like, it's probably Uninvited.
Right.
I said Uninvited, and then you were like, no, it's a newbie. And I was like, oh, my instincts were correct. I want to break free. Which was also incorrect.
Yeah. Yes, it was Tightrope.
It was Tightrope. Whether you're high or low.
Yep.
Okay, so winners by season. Yeah, season two has the most going through with 77. Season six has the least with 26.
26 songs. Wow. Huh. Okay.
losers by season. Most losers is surprisingly
season four. I mean, I think in the first round of the Glacket, I did a lot of season four rewriting.
Sure, yeah.
Because I had a lot of problems with a lot of the season four storylines. So that makes sense, honestly. But I think I'm excited to see how many songs, because I feel like season four just has more songs than season six. Like season six in general is just less music.
Because there's less episodes.
Exactly.
That's true. Whereas like season four, it's just like, yeah, there's a lot of episodes, but like, were they all good?
No.
No, absolutely not. The fact that none of the Blam duets are going through really speaks to that.
Exactly.
A lot of season four was that. So losers by season, the most songs not going through out of all the seasons was season four with 79 songs
not going through.
Sad.
Insane.
But the most winning, season one. Season one has the least losers with 35.
Wow.
Huh. Okay, so episodes with all songs going through, I find this so interesting.
So interesting. Yeah.
Season one. Did you mean that?
No, I did mean that. I did. That sounded really ingenuine, but
this is
so interesting.
Also, we're pre-gaming to go see Lindsay Pierce, Prior Geek of the Week.
Prior Geek of the Week in Titanic.
Yes. Okay, so episodes with all songs going through.
Season one, episode five, The Road's Not Taken. The Road's Not Taken, is that like House is Not a Home?
No.
Oh.
Think about it. Think about how the word roads is spelled.
I know, the other one.
Oh, that's home. That's home.
Home. Okay.
Season one, episode five.
Is April Rhodes.
April Rhodes, intro.
Intro. So that's maybe this time?
Maybe this time. Last name.
Last name. Oh, home.
No.
Home. She doesn't sing Home with
home
the Glee Club?
Home is in her second episode.
Really?
Yes, it turns out.
With the Glee Club?
With the Glee Club. Alone is in season one, episode five.
Yeah, okay. Yeah,
And Somebody to Love is also in season one, episode five.
Yes.
Season one, episode six, Vitamin D.
So all the mashups are, like the first two mashups are going through.
But it's interesting because it's like, season one, episode six only had two songs in it that are eligible to win the Glacket.
Really?
So it's the boys and girls. Yeah. It's like, that's an easy win.
Yeah.
I'll give you it though. Vitamin D. Born This Way from season two.
Episode 18.
That's something tricky to win. You know, there's a polo in there.
Yep.
There's Born This Way, obviously. Mm-hmm. Oh, I Feel Pretty, I'm Pretty.
Yep.
I've Gotta Be Me. All going through. And then
season five, episode four, A Katy or a Gaga. Honestly shocking. For the amount of times that we've watched that episode.
We're not tired of it.
We're not tired of it. And the songs hit. The most surprising from that is probably Wide Awake.
Wait, what? That's the least surprising. I feel like
Roar maybe? Is Roar
no,
the
most? Applause, I feel like, is
oh,
the.
Oh, what was Applause against?
Applause, I think, was against The Living Years
old
people. And I feel like I voted for the...
You did vote for The Living Years.
I do root for that.
Was that with...
That was with Emily.
Yeah.
We know you're listening, baby. Miss mm-hmm. you.
Big kiss.
Season five. An unreleased season so far.
Season five, episode 12, 100. That's going to be all the, like, copycat songs. So Valerie... Yeah. Fucking the stupid Puck solo.
Keep holding on.
I don't think I voted for that.
Yeah.
I don't know what it was against, but I don't think I voted for that.
And you know what? I have recorded proof of myself saying that it's better than the original.
Wow.
And you know what? I think I stand by that.
Okay. You can say that.
I think the dark horse of that episode, obviously, Happy, Gwyneth Paltrow.
Mm-hmm.
But
really did not expect to see that in the second round of the Glacket.
Episodes with no songs going through.
Season one, episode four, Preggers.
Which only has one song eligible.
Is
in
that
the
Glacket.
You got it.
The Quolo?
It's not the Quolo, it's a Rolo. And it's a quick Rolo.
It's a Taking Chances?
Yeah, what do you say to Taking Chances?
I voted for that, and I liked it. And I remember, like, saying my piece about it.
Yeah.
And you were like, no.
Yeah, and that was against Take Me Home Tonight from the dog episode. You know what? I stand by that as well.
Oh, okay.
Makeover from season 4 also has no songs going through.
That's going to be, don't say it. You look beautiful without a smile.
Yep.
Yeah. You're never fully dressed without a smile.
You also look beautiful without a smile. Also, Everybody Wants to Rule the World. Yep. Celebrity Skin.
Yep.
Just like a very mid episode of Glee. I'm so sorry to report.
I don't remember it.
Dynamic Duets is a hard hit.
What is Dynamic Duets? Is that like the superheroes?
That's the superhero.
That's going to be Holding Out for a Hero.
Holding Out for a Hero.
That's the Blam Duet. All Blam Duets not going through.
Yep. You know. You already know.
You already know.
Too Long Don't Read. Blam is not seeing the light of day.
Yeah, fuck Blam, actually.
Actually, fuck them. Fuck those guys.
Fuck those guys.
Some nights somehow not seeing the second round.
Well, we have We Are Young. We had one fun song in there.
Yeah. Well, fun period song going
fun
through.
Fun period.
A lot of fun remove the period songs are going through.
Yeah.
Fun performances.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You hated that joke.
No, I was blacked out. I was trying to think of Jack Antonoff's name. There it goes.
And then, this is surprising, All or Nothing, the season 4.
All or Nothing. Finale. All or Nothing.
Nothing.
What else is in that episode?
Nothing is seeing the light of day.
What else is in that episode?
So there's All or Nothing, Hall of Fame.
Oh.
I Don't Care, I Love It. Which.
Okay, so that's like a, is that sectionals, regionals?
That's regionals.
Okay.
Yeah. And then, we have the two Jessica Sanchez. Clarity and
Crime.
Ways.
Honestly, crime. A crime that Clarity is not going through to the second round. I listen to that on a regular basis.
I miss her so goddamn much.
Me too. What was she against?
She was against Love Song, which I love even more.
Okay, wow.
And also To Love You More, which is a Rolo that people really do love more. And then, obviously, season 5. Sorry, this is so mean. Not just say obviously. Season 5, episode 16.
Tested. So that's going to be the duet, or like the quartet, kind of. Artie, Sam, Mercedes, and the girl that Artie gave chlamydia to. Or like,
but it's a duet on paper. It's
he
an
wanted to date her,
yeah,
but he didn't want to give her his STDs.
Right. Been there.
Yeah.
And then Addicted to Love. I Want to Know What Love Is. Sorry.
No. Bye.
I miss you. No, I don't. Songs brought back to round number 2. Okay, so these are all the songs that we're bringing back.
To have them all lined up like that is kind of beautiful.
So we have, and I love the order that Amelia put them in chronological order.
Yeah, that's good.
Like a Prayer, Jessie's Girl, Blame It on the Alcohol, Trouty Mouth, So Emotional, All That Jazz, I Still Believe, Super Bass, and Broadway Baby are all... They lost one competition.
But they're coming back.
But they're coming back, baby.
We were like, you know what? We regret that.
And then we obviously have the special competition of...
Faithfully and I Feel Pretty and Pretty.
I lost a decade off my life.
Honestly, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm still feeling that.
This is interesting.
Wow. Rolos. So this is a chart of solos by each character and a number of solos going through to the next round of the Glacket. And we have so many Rolos going through.
But I think that's just like...
That makes sense.
Because there's
it's just a lot of Rolos. Yeah.
Right.
Rolo, like Rachel, Blaine, and then tied for third place is Santana and Mercedes. That checks out.
Yeah. With Artie like closely falling behind and everybody sort of like petering up here and there.
I guess fuck Jane, Mason, and Spencer.
We will get to that.
None of their solos.
Amelia has put on all the stats.
Oh my God.
So, solos going through. Rachel has the most
24 solos
which,
in the second round.
Which I think there's actually 42
okay,
Rolos
so that makes sense. It's almost divided in half.
Yeah. But characters that have zero solos seeing the light of day. Beast, Jane, Kitty, Mason, and Spencer. But they only had like... one or two solos to their name.
Yeah.
So it's...
Yeah.
Sorry. Okay. And then what I found interesting here,
the percentage of solos. So 100% of Roderick solos and 100% of Mike's solos are going through. But when you look at it, only 55% of Rachel's solos are going through.
Right. And I think it's more impressive that Roderick has that 100% because he has like three solos, whereas Mike only has one.
Wait, Take Me to Church is going through?
Take Me to Church is not a Roderick solo.
Wow.
Because like Jane and I think Madison is also
true.
On it.
That's true. So, you're right.
Okay, solos staying behind.
Mostly
Rachel again.
Mostly Rachel. That's just because she's got a lot.
She's just
And then Blaine, followed by Artie and Will.
By Artie and Will.
Wait, no, followed by Kurt and Mercedes, and then Artie.
Oh, yeah, I was also not looking at Kurt and Mercedes. Yeah.
No.
The Colos. Well,
sorry.
We know how we stand.
We know
I'm
how
sorry.
We feel about Colos. I'm sorry. You know what? I'm not sorry anymore.
Wait, how many Colos are we leaving behind? 11?
11 Kurt solos. I don't have any regrets.
That probably hurted bad for y'all. I'm really, I do feel bad.
And Andrew's the good cop. I'm the bad cop in this colo situation.
I understand that it really did hurt for y'all at home.
Yeah.
Okay. And then just a recap, we've had
11 Glee Project guests.
And obviously episode 69 was the episode with Cameron Mitchell.
That's so good.
And then the Glee cast guests.
Holy shit! I didn't even realize that's how many Glee cast members we had.
So let's just name them by character.
Holy shit!
We're not even looking at the actor at this
Roderick,
point.
Harmony, one of the drummers. An extra.
The extra that's Will Prom.
Trent Warbler, Giselle.
From Vocal Adrenaline.
Betty,
Ali Schroker.
Jacob Ben Israel, Jeff Warbler, Derek Nelson, guitarist. Edie Gibson, featured extra.
From Tongue Tied.
Wes Warbler, Joe Hart, Rory Flanagan, Skylar Warbler, and then Tina
Cohen-Chang and Artie
Abrams.
I don't know those last two, though.
Yeah, I don't know. They must have been really small parts.
Yeah. Okay, so, wow. Was that fun?
That was really fun to look at.
Amelia, we owe you our lives.
Genuinely, the amount of time you put into this... We should be compensating you, but honestly, the only way we can compensate you is in love and friendship.
And big kisses
and
big audio medium.
And audio medium.
Big kisses in audio medium.
Yep.
We're going to stop the little sneak peek at this month's bonus episode right there. However, if you want to keep on listening and find out what songs are going in whose cups for round two, become a patron right now. To support our podcast and listen to the full episode. We will be back in your podcast feeds on July 11th, July 7th for patrons, with our premiere episode of round two of The Glacket, and the guests we have, y'all are not ready. Y'all have been begging, and we're delivering for y'all, because we love y'all. As we mentioned in our episode with Kevin and Jenna, we will be introducing a new live stream element to round two that will be exclusive to our Cheerio patrons. If you'd like to have your voice heard on Glacket Decisions, head over to patreon.com/gleekoftheweekpod and become a Cheerio for only $5 a month. Our first round two live stream is happening July 10th, and we'd love to see y'all there. Hope y'all are having a great summer, and we'll see you again when we're back for round two. Bye!